Corey Linsley, will he have a chance to go today at practice, or what's up with Corey?
Corey Linsley will attempt to do some work today, so we'll get a better idea where Corey is and a number of our other guys.
What about Demarius and?
He's in that same. He's in the same group. Yes.
How much different, or I should say, more confident do the Lions look now than they did, you know, 3 weeks ago back when we played them?
Could you say repeat the first part?
Yeah, how much more confident do the Lions look now that they won 3 games in a row back?
They look very, very confident. You know, obviously winning here and then winning the last two, big victory on Thanksgiving Day. So the video's been it's been good.
Anything you can point to, Mike, is the key to them winning 3 in a row after such a slow start?
You know, if you look at their season, you know, they lost some close games. But, you know, the change in offense has definitely helped them. They're more 3 wides, 1 back, 1 tight end. Focus is their best personnel group, in my opinion. So that has definitely made them look different than what they've look prior to that change to get more production, obviously, offensively. And frankly, I think they've played good defense all year.
Hey, Mike, what's the schedule today? I mean, we know what practice is.
Schedule today, players have been in the weight room this morning, and then we'll have special teams here at noon, quarterbacks, center meeting at 12:15, and team meeting at 1. We'll correct the Chicago game, and then we'll go normal down to D and third down installation, and then we'll go down to practice.
Like, when you talk about corrections, how do you get make sure Eddie, I mean, as productive as he's been, holds out of the football a little bit better than he? Because he hasn't been a guy who fumbled much in his first couple of years.
Well, anytime there's, you know, there's a fundamental that is not performed at practice, you obviously just heighten the emphasis of it. But, you know, anytime it comes to the taking care of the football or taking the football away, the opportunities involved in the football, we need to be at the top of our game. I think just like everybody, you usually practice about the same amount of time, and there's a lot of research and studies that goes into how long you want to be on the field, reps and so forth. And every team's a little different. I get that. So there's only so many things you can emphasize what you want your team to reflect each and every time you line up. And you all go to practice each and every day. We spend a lot of time on taking the ball away, take away drills, you know, catching the football, handling the football, how to carry the football, ball security drills. So I think it definitely reflects in our turnover ratio in my time here. It's a primary emphasis. The team with the football has the best chance to win. Obviously, it's a very obvious factor in the game of football. So when you don't take care of the football and you're -2, that's what happens. You know, you have a hard time winning a game. So we need to do a better job taking care of the football.
Any update on where you stand with Corliss right now?
Corliss, he will not practice today. He won't be activated today, but, you know, maybe this week is kind of where we are.
Mike, as you look at your offense, obviously kind of up and down a little bit. What about the third down? How much of an issue is that third down difficulty proving to be for the whole rhythm?
Well, I mean, you look at third down for the majority of it. I mean, you're going to run the ball in certain, you know, situations. And frankly, really, I thought one of the biggest keys in the last game we played in was, you know, our situational offensive defense wasn't quite where it needed to be, and third down was definitely one of them. So, you know, in the short yardage situations, you know, we had 2 that we missed that, you know, we had a, you know, linebacker run through in the mental error. I mean, that's, you know, that's not acceptable. I mean, those are things you practice each and every day. So, you know, that cost us 2 conversions there. But in the big part of third down efficiency on both sides of the ball is the pass rush versus the pass protection and winning the one-on-one routes versus the coverage, you know, or covering the one-on-one routes. So we just need to continue to work and do a better job there.
Aaron was saying after the game he felt he was out of sync a little bit with the receivers. Is that something that you can coach, or is that just timing with them needing just to get more reps in practice to get kind of back on the same page as you put it?
Well, I think any time things aren't is quite what they should be, you have to look at the details. So that goes back to preparation, whether it's, you know, in the classroom, obviously on the field. You have so much time on the field. We're stressed a little bit this week just because of the schedule that we've been on. You know, coming off a short week and with a practice today, we'll reflect that. We'll have a full Thursday practice tomorrow. So we'll do the best we can in our skill development, our individual drills, and our competitive combination drills to continue to work those things. And it has to carry over to Thursday's game.
At first glance, it looks like if you're going to have two Thursday games, maybe it's best to play them in a row so you get the full week for the next Thursday. But then you overlook the fact that on a short week, you don't get the long mini bye right after. How important is that? And do you like having two Thursdays in a row if you have to play two Thursdays?
Well, you know, I don't recall ever playing two Thursday games, so it's a challenge. I think any time you play, you know, division games back-to-back, it's a challenge. Division games are just different. They have a different air to them, a different intensity to them. I clearly feel that they singularly are the toughest game. Those six games are the toughest games of the year. You have other games that are hyped or national TV games, but your division games are your toughest games. So playing back-to-back Thursday, you know, frankly, I hope we don't do it every other year, and if we don't do it for another 10 years, that'd be great.
And Mike, going back to the receivers and Rodgers and what he said after the game, you know, the guys were raving about having the quarterbacks and the receivers in the same meeting at the beginning of the season. Is it surprising and maybe a little frustrating to you that they wouldn't be on the same page, given that seemed to be a really good idea and it seemed to be working pretty well initially, at least?
Good point. I think any time you increase the opportunity to have more time to communicate and evaluate and be together in one room, which, you know, definitely there's more to come out of it. So, but the details is not quite what it needs to be, and we got to continue to work. But I definitely felt the structure of it was the right way to go. And but yes, we need to get more results. I don't think it's going to come down to how the meetings were structured, but you know, you always look to try to improve communication, and that was really the basis of all of our meeting structure is increase the group, you know, the group communication.
And Mike, on the game broadcast, Chris Collinsworth said that before the Minnesota game, Aaron got the players together for a meeting to talk about preparation. How is that common? Does that happen more than we know about, do you think? I mean, I just not and heard that.
Well, you know, as far as a meeting with the players only, I'm not aware of it. If it happened, it had to be away from here. I mean, there's meetings that go on all the time, and you know, there may be an offensive meeting or a defensive meeting. We sit in there and talk about things, particularly when things don't go well. Obviously, there seems to be more discussion. That's kind of how, you know, pro football goes. So we have been talking a lot more about preparation. I think any time you go through an NFL season, there's key points in every season. You know, coming into the holidays, it's always a big reminder that I give to the younger guys. You know, their demands are going to go higher, and they need to do a better job when they're here at work. You know, so those kind of preparation conversations go on all the time. Now, there's been more to talk about on offense because of the lack of production. But a players only meeting, that's something you're gonna have to ask the players. We didn't have it on work hours.
Like, it looked like for the Lions on Thursday, they really went at Charles Johnson quite a bit. But then they got their tight end. How difficult is it defensively when you got two of those guys working at the same time?
Well, I think, you know, but their offense, you look at the personnel group we're talking about, I think clearly the fact that they when they put three wide receivers on and they got three different backs, you got to know which back's in the game, and you know the way they're getting the football to Reddick, and you know, you look at the way the ball's dispersed, you know, Johnson and then Golden Tate and Reddick, those three guys have the most touches in the passing game, so you have to be very conscious of that, and they got two big, you know athletic tight ends too. So I'm a huge fan of the tight end position. You never have enough of them, and they got two weapons there that they're doing a good job of mixing the two tight ends, one back, two receivers, and the three wides and the one back. But they've been primarily the three wide out personnel group since they made the change, and it's been productive for them.
Mike, more, please. Speaking of how big of a fan you are of tight ends, how do you get more out of yours?
Keep working, and that's, you know, that's part of the group meetings, and you just got to detail our work, and you know, so all the fundamental stuff, I wish I had really something really smart to say to you about that, and the fact of the matter is it's all about working on the field. The instruction tapes, the coaching points, the video, I can promise you the preparation part of it's intact, but the ability to execute from the practice field to the playing field, we need to do a better job. And frankly, the way they practiced on Tuesday prior to the Thursday night game, I felt very confident about our preparation. So when you're doing the group stuff at a high level and the little things are getting away from you, I think every single one of us has to take a very hard look inside exactly what the individual's doing, and that will be a big part of my message to the team today.
With how the defense has performed, three straight opponents held under 20 points, do you feel like when the offense comes around, keeps its hands on the ball, that they can be firing on all the cylinders, 35 points a game, winning comfortably again?
We're just focused on beating Detroit. You know, any way you have to get it done. So scoring a lot of points, just scoring more than them is what's most important. That's what I'm focused on.
How have you felt about the defense, though, the last few weeks?
Done some really good things. Big plays, negative runs. The pass rush has been there where it's been. The run defense is always the starting point. We've had a couple plays. They got their screen game going on us there. And, you know, the adversity defense is probably the only thing that we wish we'd have stepped up after the one turnover. But, you know, I thought they played well, if you want to look at the whole 60 minutes.
Hey, Mike, just going back to the detail thing real quick. You know, you always say you get what you emphasize. You guys emphasize details and fundamentals all the time. I mean, you talk about it all the time. You work it all the time. As a coach, is that frustrating? I mean, you're usually pretty even keeled, but you appeared a little frustrated with us after the game. Is it just to put so much into an area and then have your guys not be where you want them to be on that? Is that one of the rare times where maybe you, even as a coach, can get frustrated?
Well, let's make it clear now. I mean, we've been successful here. And, you know, success is you don't own success. It's rented. And you got to earn it each and every day. And I have a lot of love for our players. But, you know, I hate losing as much as anybody. So I don't know what you expect me to be like after a game, especially a game that you felt like you had a lot of opportunities to go to win the game. So, I was disappointed. I was frustrated. In the games that are close, always come down to the details. And when I'm minus two in a football game, I'm never going to be happy about that because I know how much time we put into taking the ball away and taking care of it. So, I mean, that's something that my football team needs to reflect every single time we take the field. We better take care of the football, and we better take it away when we have opportunities. That's cut and dry, and that's a staple of how we play here.